listening to TourCaster.
It's easy to become overwhelmed by the vast amount of attractions packed into this bustling city. So we'll take it slow. The best place to start from is probably the Plaka. This is the oldest section of Athens and the most accessible to tourists. It is filled with cafes, restaurants, and tourist and jewelry shops. Most of the streets in this district are pedestrian only. There were times in the past when the Plaka was Athens, and consequently, this is the area most saturated with history. From the Plaka, it is a short walk to the Acropolis, Athens' most notable attraction. The Acropolis is open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Save your ticket, because this ticket will give you access to the most of the other ancient attractions throughout the city. The Acropolis has always been prominent in the city's history. It was here, over 7,000 years ago, in the Neolithic era, where the first settlement in Athens was established. The first Greek city-state also had its heart in the Acropolis. Most of the monuments visible today were conceived by Pericles around 450 BC, during Athens' Classical Age. The Parthenon is an excellent example of classical Doric architecture and was constructed as a sanctuary for the goddess Athena. The word Parthenon means Virgin's Chamber and refers to the priestesses of Athena who used to reside here. To the north lies the Erechtheum, a temple dedicated to both Athena and her old rival Poseidon. It is here that you can see the spring called forth by Poseidon and the olive tree planted by Athena when the two deities competed for the city. The most notable aspect of this building is the porch of the Caryatids, six maidens taking the place of the traditional Ionic pillars who support the building's entablature, a feature common to classic architecture. Be sure to check out the Acropolis Museum, located on a level below the main monuments. The museum contains most of the smaller relics removed from the Acropolis. Open Monday 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and Tuesdays through Sundays 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. If you follow the rock-hewn stairs that lead away from the entrance to the Acropolis, you will arrive at a lower hill called the Areopagus, the site of the ancient court of criminal justice. Continuing on the path, you will arrive at the Herodes Atticus Theatre, a 2nd-century Roman theatre that still hosts musical and classical drama performances during the summer festival. Below the theatre is the Dionysiou Aeropagitou, a pedestrianized walkway. Turning left takes you to the Theatre of Dionysus, where the great classical Greek dramas were performed in ancient times. This massive theater can hold over 17,000 spectators. Turning right, you will find several paths branching off this main thoroughfare that lead to Philopappou Hill. Find the main path and follow it up the hill to the Agios Dimitrios Church, containing some fine Byzantine frescoes. To the north lies the Hill of Pnyx, where the Asian Democratic Assembly met. After exploring the hills, find your way back to the main pedestrian road and take a left to get to the Agora, which was the center of ancient Athens. This square is a mix of ruins dating from the 6th century BC until the 5th century AD. Located in the Agora is the Doric Temple of Hephaestus, also called the Theseion, because of the friezes depicting the life of Theseus. Also, check out the museum located in the Stoa of Attalos to the east of the Agora. Further east lies the Roman Forum, or Roman Agora, built during the times of Julius Caesar and Augustus. The most notable attraction here is the Tower of the Winds. Built by a Syrian astronomer in the 1st century BC, this tower served as a compass and sundial. This octagonal building is adorned on each side with a relief personifying the 8 different winds. To the east of the Acropolis lies Syndagma Square. This newly renovated central square is surrounded by luxury hotels, travel agencies, and many tourist shops. And if metro stations are your cup of tea, stop by the Syndagma Station, where they exhibit some of the archaeological treasures unearthed during the construction of the metro lines. The Grand Parliament building to the east features an hourly changing of the guards. If you're looking to escape the bright sun and find someplace quiet, head for the National Garden behind the Parliament building. Grab some lunch at a shady cafe or wander the paths and irrigation channels and marvel at the lush greenery. It's like a rainforest in here. To the south of the gardens lies Hadrian's Arch, constructed to mark the line between ancient Athens and the new Athens of the Romans. Past this arch are the ancient columns of the Temple of Olympian Zeus, also constructed during the rule of Hadrian in 131 AD. Further east lies the Panathinaik Stadium, with a capacity of over 70,000 people. This ancient stadium was the location of the first modern Summer Olympics in 1896 and still hosts various sporting events to this day. Across the street to the north of the gardens is the Benaki Museum. This intriguing museum offers a nice collection of pieces that date from the Mycenaean times until the recent Greek War of Independence. Open Monday and Wednesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to midnight, and Sundays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Further east on Vasilissis Sophias is the Museum of Cycladic and Ancient Greek Art. This museum offers an extensive collection of pieces and shouldn't be missed. It's open Mondays and Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. To the north of these museums is the upscale shopping district of Kolonaki, where the hottest Greek and international fashions are on display. Continuing north, you will come to Lykavitos Hill. A winding path climbs to the top. However, if you want to save your breath, there is a funicular that will whisk you to the top in no time. From the top of this hill, you can see the whole city spread out before you. Be sure to check out the beautiful church perched on the top of this hill. After you have gotten back to city level, head to the National Archaeological Museum, the cream of the Greek archaeological crop, located at Patisseion 44. This museum contains a startling collection of gold jewelry and other gold objects unearthed from the grave circle at the famous site of ancient Mycenae. The number of the ancient artifacts packed into this building is truly magnificent. There are literally hundreds of statues, busts, pottery pieces, jewelry, weapons, and much more. Some of the pieces date way back to 1450 BC. This museum is not to be missed. Open Monday 1 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Tuesdays through Sundays 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.